Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to present on the effect of production fertilizer concentration on petunia growth and post-harvest performance. The problem we're focusing on with the petunias with our experiment was that the one that consumers experience after they purchase their new plants from the retail stores. The plants are produced in the greenhouses looking perfectly healthy, like you can see in this picture. But then they start to turn yellow as the plants are grown in the garden for some weeks. And this problem is further enhanced because of the changing petunia growing trend. In recent years, greenhouse growers are reducing the amount of fertilizer used for their plants in order to reduce the environmental problem. So how is this practice affecting consumer performance? This has resulted in good-looking plants, but with insufficient resources to continue to perform well after the purchase. So, based on these observations, the objectives of this study were to figure out how do production fertilization practices affect consumer performance, and also how do we deliver attractive plants that continue to perform well after the retail purchase. Performing well here means that plants continue to grow and flower. We focused on three fertilizer delivery strategies for our experiment. The first one is the Constant Liquid Fertilization Program, abbreviated as CLF. This is the one we normally know, fertilizing plants with every irrigation. And we are also looking at two other strategies. The first one is the Controlled Release Fertilizer Program, abbreviated as CRF, and also the Post-Production Fertilizer Pulse Treatment. For the first experiment, we were trying to figure out the interaction between CLF and CRF, and the second experiment was to see the effect of pulse treatment. So I'll go on to more details about the first experiment. The aim of this experiment was to see the effect of constant liquid fertilization concentration and controlled release fertilization on petunia growth and consumer performance. There was no starter charge in the growing media, and since we wanted to see the effect of CRF when the plants are grown with low nutrient, the CRF concentration of either 0 or 50 milligram per liter nitrogen was applied using the commercial product Plantix 17517. With four different rates of CRF. For the CRF, we used the product Florican MicroPrill 16511. And if you see the picture at the bottom of this slide, the left one is the Florican MicroPrill we used for this experiment, and the one on the right is the standard controlled release fertilizer. And as you can see, the MicroPrills are smaller than normal prills since they were designed to be used in the small containers. In this way, the prills can be distributed more evenly inside the small container. And as these prills are incorporated with the growing media when the plants are transplanted, and then when they absorb water, they are dissolved slowly so that they provide nutrients for a longer period of time. We used 6-pack containers of the Petunia Pretty Grand Red for our experiment. This is the overview of the timeline for our experiment. We started with seedlings that were received from a commercial grower, and the plugs were transplanted and grown in the greenhouse for 29 days. At flowering, the plants were moved into the simulated shipping environment in the dark for 2 days, and then they were moved to a simulated retail environment, which consisted of 50% light reduction shade cloth, as you can see in the picture in the middle, and the plants were kept there for 9 days. And then the plants were transplanted and grown in 6-inch pots for 5 weeks to observe consumer performance. I'll start with the results from the first experiment. This graph shows the plant growth, specifically the shoot fresh weight at day 71, which was at the end of the consumer phase. Both CLF, constant liquid, and controlled release had effect on the shoot fresh weight. And the x-axis shows the controlled release fertilizer from 0 to 3.5. And the y-axis shows shoot fresh weight in grams. And the blue line represents the plants grown without the constant liquid fertilization, and the red line indicates the plants with 50% milligram per liter nitrogen. So the plants, the shoot fresh weight increased as the CRF rate increased, and also with the addition of the constant liquid fertilizer. And we used the measure shoot fresh weight per unit of stem length to measure the plant quality. And the x-axis shows the control release from 0 to 3.5. And our plant quality measure is located on the y-axis. And you can see that plant quality increased as the control release fertilization increased, but CLF did not have any effect on shoot fresh weight in the plant quality. And this is the graph about the consumer performance in terms of flower number. We measured a change in flower number during the consumer phase to see the consumer performance. And here, on the x-axis, there's control release fertilizer from 0 to 3.5. And the consumer performance is located on the y-axis. And the same thing, the blue line represents the plants without CLF, and red line indicates plants with CLF. And there was also an increasing trend as the control release fertilizer increased, and there was a greater response with the flower number as when the plants were combined with constant liquid fertilization. And this picture was taken at the end of the experiment, which was at the end of consumer phase. And here are four different rates of controlled release fertilizer we used, and the plants on the top were grown without constant liquid fertilization, and the plants on the bottom were grown with 50 milligram per liter nitrogen. And you can see there's a trend that plants are getting larger with more flower as they get more fertilization, either by controlled release or constant liquid feed. And I'll move on to the second experiment. This was designed to see the effect of the third fertilizer delivery strategy, the pulse fertilization treatments. All plants were grown with 100 milligram per liter nitrogen with four different concentrations of pulsing. 0, 200, 400, 600 milligram per liter nitrogen. And this is a timeline showing the process of the second experiment. So for the growing phase, all the plants were grown with 100 milligram per liter nitrogen. And then just before they were moved to the shipping, they got a large amount of fertilizer to charge them with enough nutrients so that they can perform well after the purchase. And for the retail and consumer environment, no fertilizer was applied. The plants were grown with the same process as the first experiment, but we applied pulsing 40 hours before they were moved into the shipping. And the only measure that showed significant response was the plant growth. So this x-axis shows pulse fertilization concentration from 0 to 600, and shoot fresh weight is located on the y-axis. And you can see that with the pulsing treatment, the plants got more larger compared to the untreated ones. And we used the same measure for the plant quality, but there was no response with the different amount of pulsing concentration treatment. And also for the consumer performance, which was the flower number during consumer phase, there was no significant difference among different treatments. This picture was taken at the end of the experiment, and as you can see, the pulsing increased the shoot fresh weight, so it made the more growth. So what we want to say here is that By simply applying a one-time pulsing treatment just before plants are moved into shipping, the consumers can gain more growth, as you can see in here. So that increases the consumer satisfaction with their purchase. So to sum up, we can conclude that low fertility during the production phase negatively impacted growth and flowering in the consumer phase. And second, controlled-release fertilizer increased petunia growth and flowering during both production and consumer phase. And lastly, post-production fertilizer pulsing affected growth, but not flower number. Thank you for listening, and I'd like to thank the USDA FRI and also FASLAB for all the support. Thank you. There any questions? Yes.
Did you say how you applied the pulse treatment?
Oh, the pulse treatment was we fertilized each pot with the same amount of fertilizer. Yeah.
Just filled it up or made sure that water came out the bottom or something. And did you take any EC readings?
Oh yeah, we did take EC readings. Yeah, but I'm still on the process. Yes. Yes.
So this will add a little bit of cost to the final product. Are consumers willing to pay that extra cost? Looking at any of that, well, I know this was a part of this study, but.
Yes, we were also trying to look at the cost, and there can be a little bit of additional cost for this, but for the CRF, there wasn't a huge difference between the normal fertilizer treatment, so we are quite positive about this, but we need to make it more, we need to analyze more about the cost too. We are working on it.